UK survey shows 1 in 7 people support transgender claim. By Neil Munro on November 17, 2018. Only about 1 in 7 people in the United Kingdom accept the transgender ideology's demand that each person's sex is not determined by their biology, but by their feeling of gender identity, according to a new survey. The UK survey is relevant to the United States because it provides information on public attitudes in the swirling controversy over transgender rights. Americans are rarely asked for their views on claimed transgender rights, but the UK survey asks about practical civic problems, allows people to pick don't know, it uses neutral language, and it does not pressure people to endorse alleged rights claimed by pro-transgender groups. The survey was conducted for the Fair Play for Women campaign, which is seeking to preserve the legal status of women in the face of pro-transgender demands that the government must blur any legal recognition of the complementary differences of men and women. A polling firm, Populus, ran the survey of 2,074 UK respondents in late October. Elected representatives need to be aware that a very significant majority of the population want to retain rights related to sex and its objective nature, not to the idea of gender and the ideology connected with it, said Paul Dirks, a Canadian who supports the legal recognition of male and female differences. The best score for transgender advocates is the 19% of respondents who provided a yes answer to this question. Q2. We would now like you to think about a person who was born male and has male genitalia but who identifies as a woman. In your own personal view, would you consider this person to be a woman or a man? But that generous personal acceptance by 1 in 5 respondents dropped quickly when the respondents were asked to apply the identity over biology rule to commonplace situations. For example, only 13% of people said men who are living as women should be allowed to compete in female-only sporting events. 11% answered yes when they were asked, should a self-identifying trans woman with a penis be free to use female changing rooms? 13% said people should be allowed to change their sex without even visiting a doctor for confirmation. The UK has many hate speech laws, including criminal penalties and government stigmatization for criticism of religions. So the authors asked if the statement "women cannot have male genitalia" should count as hate speech or be allowed to be expressed. In the United States, several polls show transgender ideology is deeply unpopular, especially among women and parents. In 2017, former President Barack Obama told NPR that his promotion of the transgender ideology made it easier for Donald Trump to win the presidency in 2016. Multiple polls show that most Americans wish to help and comfort people who think they are a member of the opposite sex, even as they also reject the transgender ideology's claim that a person's legal sex is determined by their feeling of gender identity, not by biology. Despite the public disapproval, many Democrats are forcefully endorsing the transgender claim that men are entitled to be treated as women once they say they are women, Breitbart News reported in November. It is cruel and unscientific to define a person's legal sex by their biology, says a pro-transgender complaint signed by 98 Democratic House legislators. The Democrats' statement was sent to President Donald Trump's administration after the New York Times reported that the administration will formally clarify that the sex of people involved in sex discrimination legal fights will be based on their male or female body. Trump's biology determines sex policy makes it clear that members of this administration are willing to solidify an archaic, dogmatic, and alarming view of the world. The Democrats complained their letter to the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. This "men have women's rights" demand is having a growing impact on civic rules and even on companies. The impacts are felt in different sex bathrooms, shelters for battered women, sports leagues for girls, hiking groups for boys, K-12 curricula, university speech codes, religious freedoms, free speech, the social status of women, parents' rights in child rearing, children's safety, practices to help teenagers, health outcomes, women's ideals of beauty, culture and civic society, scientific research, prison safety, civic ceremonies, school rules, men's sense of masculinity, law enforcement, military culture, and children's sexual privacy. Very few people who describe themselves as transgender undergo cosmetic surgery of the genitals. Only about 4,118 Americans surgically altered their bodies in hospitals from 2000 to 2014 to appear like members of the opposite sex, according to a pro-transgender medical study. Yet the gender ideology is rapidly gaining power, aided by huge donations from wealthy individuals and medical companies. In Ohio, for example, in February 2018, a judge forced parents of a teenage girl to give up custody so she can begin a lifetime of drug treatments and surgery that will allow her to appear as a male.